All right, I'm here with Panos at CES 2011, yeah, and we're looking
exciting.
At a very cool new product. I'm very excited about this one. Yeah. Tell us what we got here.
So what you're looking at here, Larry, this is Surface version 2. Yeah, this is basically the next generation of Surface technology that we have brought to the forefront for Microsoft. Very excited about the product. It's been a long time coming. And essentially, what you're seeing here is this is the next generation of technology we put together. You'll notice if you look at Surface, the next version here, you'll notice the form factor.
The first thing I notice is there's a big chunk of stuff missing.
Where's the table?
Yeah,
where's the table?
Here.
Yeah, it's gone. The big table, if you will, I'll leave it at that, is gone. I mean, one of the things that our customers continue to tell us is that form factor was critical. That was it was hard to move around. It was hard to get your knees under it. It didn't necessarily fit in all the environments we wanted it in. And actually, you watch customers kind of building things around it to make it fit. So we've been really lucky in being able to kind of create this new technology called Pixel Sense.
There was important things in that old table.
Yeah.
But now it's all in this screen.
Yeah,
How did you do that?
Well, we essentially took those five cameras that you needed all that depth for to shoot to the top of the screen to create this the image process. We've now taken it and we've put it in the LCD itself. Essentially, what we have is in essence is a technology called Pixel Sense. Mm-hmm. This is a Microsoft technology, one that we've created. It is what you're looking at is an actual LCD. It has in it 2 million pixels, as you would find in an LCD, red, green, blue pixels, like any LCD coming off the line.
Yeah.
They vary, but in you get the point with the pixels. But next to every pixel in this panel is also a sensor, and there's 2 million sensors in this panel as well.
Wow.
Those sensors really come together, and they bring this product to life, and it really does. It basically creates an LCD that can see.
Yeah.
So this thing comes off the line. There's no second process or so forth outside of our vision input process put on it with our software. But it really comes off the line as is. And it has basically the output of an LCD that can see. So if you look here, this is really kind of important, Larry, is yes, it can see my fingers. You can put your hands on it too. There's an unlimited amount of touches. I mean, you have 2 million sensors in here, so there's a lot going. You can see a lot at all times. Yeah, I like saying unlimited, but I get in trouble for it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For the papers that we print, we say 50 plus, and we don't really want 100 people trying to put their hands and feet on it and so forth. But it does actually.
But if you had little 1 pixel fingers, you could do a whole bunch of.
There's a lot. That's
place,
a lot of fingers. Yeah, you could do a ton of. You can do a ton of damage with fingers on this thing, and so. You basically, sure, you have unlimited touch, but it doesn't end there. If I were to show you, can you look at this monitor over here? I'll show you. What you're looking at in that monitor, can you see it if I lean forward? You want me to lean back? Sure. What you're looking at in this monitor is you're looking at what we call a debug out screen. And so right here, you can see my fingers lighting up. This is data that we give to developers directly. So just touch, no problem. We can do touch. And you can see my fingers, and you know what a finger is. As a matter of fact, this does finger orientation. This Surface right now knows where I'm sitting. Mm-hmm. Because of the Pixel Sense, it can see the orientation of my finger, basically what geometry of my finger, knowing, well, unless you've broken my finger and twisted it around, it knows where I'm sitting across from the table. So pretty exciting from that perspective. But you can see my fingers. But not only that, I can put my hands down, and this is more data I'm giving to developers right now. I can see my hands. I can see full image. I had a interview earlier where they put their hand on the table. You can see the veins on the back of my hand. I'm not sure what you do with that information, but you know, you can see. But it essentially starts telling you that, look, I can see fingers. I can see pretty much any object or shape I want that I put on Surface with Pixel Sense. And it's still, you know, affording us the thin form factor. So it's a pretty exciting piece for us in that we're able to see all this information and hand it over to developers to go make cool applications.
And this has much better resolution than the previous one.
Yeah, so this is a 40-inch panel, full HD, so 1080p, if you will. 16:9, which is really nice, not only because of, you know, the full HD format, but actually more importantly, Surface is a product that has really become a product that brings people together. And you really can't have too big of a screen, believe it or not. You know, a lot of people think it should be bigger.
Yeah.
But you really start pushing people too far. It gets a little bit uncomfortable
reaching
across. So actually the depth is something that we're pretty happy about. So the 16x9 worked out at 40 inches. We think we have a very good size for our customers. And then that interaction of people working together to, you know, to interact with each other and see each other face-to-face and have their hands on the technology, it's actually a perfect size for that. And so we get pretty excited.
And what kind of partners do we have with this?
So right now, Surface V2 launches. We're announcing it. We announced it yesterday at CES and at the keynote and the press event just before that, which is pretty exciting. Got a lot of good buzz coming out of it, and there are a lot of good write-ups, and we'll see how we did with the press today mm-hmm. in the interviews, and hopefully they stay positive. But the product launches at sometime this year. We're not actually talking about a launch date. Not talking about a launch date yet. But even with that, we got a lot of customers that are excited. Remember, this is for commercial use.
Yeah.
It's not meant for the home or consumers, and a lot of people get lost and want that and ask that question.
Yeah.
But really, this is built and ruggedized for commercial use. We currently have five committed launch partners, four of whom we talk about now. I can show you some of the apps that they've written, so they're going to launch with. So why don't I just go ahead and do that?
Let's do it.
So remember the finger orientation point. One of the new things with the Surface UI that's changed, that's kind of exciting, is before we used to have four access points. Those access points were essentially a way to identify where the person was sitting that was accessing the Surface unit. That's kind of important because when you launch it, you need the UI to actually come towards you. So this is a touch-first UI, of course, but it's also a 360-degree UI. It's a hard thing to think about when you're trying to develop applications and pretty much a launcher or an interface for people that might be sitting all around
it. It's like a collaboration space for multiple people.
It is. Yeah, it's exactly right. And in this case, it knows where I'm sitting because of my finger orientation. So we've gotten rid of the four corners, and we just, that simple Surface gesture is just touch it. It knows where I'm sitting, and it brings me my UI to me. Of course, if you needed to flip it, you can do so, and you can give the launcher to, if somebody's sitting at the other side of the table, that's kind of just a new little nifty software adder. So this is the new launcher. It's kind of it's different than the last one. The last one was kind of an unlimited launcher. You just scroll through and keep scrolling until you mm-hmm. find your apps. You'll notice here that the apps kind of it's a bit of an accordion view where you'll see kind of the apps kind of stretch out from the corner. And you'll notice on this side of the screen how they fold back up.
Yeah.
And so what it's basically telling you is, hey, how many apps do I have? And it's also just a quick way to launch to that side.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to get, you can see kind of the color of the app, you know what it is, and you're familiar with it, you can get to it right away.
Awesome.
So this is kind of that experience where I don't need any mouse, keyboard, or anything. I can find my app pretty easily and launch it. In this scenario, I'll launch Red Bull. So Red Bull is one of our launch partners. I mentioned we had a few. Red Bull's one of them. It's a pretty exciting one. It's a cool brand. But they're going to use Surface V2. They're from Samsung. It's actually called SUR40 because they're going to be shipping it for us. So what you see here is the Red Bull app. Pretty exciting application from Red Bull. It's a cool brand. But more importantly, what's happening here is you have units that are being purchased by Red Bull that they're going to use at their events. And there are events like a motocross event or whatever it is, a snowboarding event, but whatever you go to if you're a Red Bull fan, and they have a ton of them now. And essentially, in drinking Red Bull, you have your can, you can put it down on Surface. It's kind of cool, and it brings you a whole Red Bull experience. So this is, again, PixelSense taking advantage of way beyond touch and just kind of showing that interaction with objects. And so this will show you essentially kind of a demo of what they're trying to accomplish. So they're bringing their Red Bull content, and they're giving you just a few flavors of it because I think it's an important thing to do. You're seeing the Red Bull content that they want to give you for the show that you're at. And this is, you get a good view of the screen here.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. And so you're at an event and they're bringing you content. You can put your can down. I can put my can down. We can both have active content happening. So I think it's kind of, I can take my video away and still the person who's sitting there has their own content that they're using. And so Red Bull's kind of taking this to a level that where they want to start using their brand and sharing it with their drinkers, their customers, the people who are drinking Red Bull. You're now putting your can down and there's data in your can. That's what it, you know, kind of feels like.
Yeah.
So I think it's a kind of cool experience that they're bringing to the forefront.
Very nice.
But this gives you an example of essentially what PixelSense can do and what the form factor is bringing for Red Bull, who's pretty excited to bring this to market with us.
And what's the price of this?
So the price point on Surface here is $7,600. Now, in context, it's essentially half the price of Surface V1. So you're getting all these benefits of PixelSense. You're getting the thin form factor. You
HD.
Can now move it. You have full HD. You have the flexibility to hang it vertical. And you'll notice we have a vertical unit up on the wall. That's actually a Surface up there.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, our customers get all the benefits of the new V2 plus the Pixel Sense technology for half of what they were paying before. And they get pretty excited about that, and we've been pretty excited about it too. We also have 350 development partners developing right now on Surface, which is exciting.
Yeah,
we've had a pretty successful TAP program where we have a lot of applications being written right now. So we have some pretty good momentum and some excitement rolling around this product.
Excellent product, and it's great to see how it's matured over the years.
Yeah,
thanks for
thank
showing
you.
Us this.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. Thanks, Larry. I'm glad you took the time. All right.